Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending July 26, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister Holness congratulates Boris Johnson. Andrew Holness, Prime Minister of Jamaica, offered his congratulations to Boris Johnson, the new British Prime Minister. In his welcome of Johnson, Holness said, "The new Prime Minister's leadership comes at a critical time for the United Kingdom." Holness reiterated his hopes that Jamaica and the UK will continue their strong partnership and cooperation toward achieving shared goals of development, prosperity, and security for their people. Fourth campus of UWE in Antigua Barbuda supported by government. The Jamaican government has expressed its support for the creation of a fourth campus of the University of the West Indies in Antigua and Barbuda. Minister Without Portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister, Carl Samuda, acknowledged the idea was hotly debated by cabinet ministers over future costs for Jamaica, but it was agreed that the government of Antigua and Barbuda would finance the whole cost of establishing the new campus. With this agreement, Jamaica lent its support to the plan. CARICOM nations respond to Ebola warning. Two CARICOM member nations, St. Lucia and Barbados, issued responses to a warning from the Trinidad-based Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARPHA, concerning the need for regional countries to strengthen their disease surveillance of the Ebola virus disease, or EVD. The warning came after the current outbreak of the disease was categorized as a public health emergency. Both Barbados and St. Lucia stated that steps are being taken to ensure their citizens are not at risk from EVD. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Leeds hospitals in UK welcome nurses from Jamaica. 15 nurses from Jamaica have gone to work in hospitals in the city of Leeds in the United Kingdom. The nurses, who also bear the title of Global Learning Practitioners, are part of a special international project and joined the Leeds Teaching Hospitals Trust in a pilot program created by Health Education England and the Jamaican Ministry of Health. The nurses will serve for 5 months in a critical care education program that will provide them with skills to take back to Jamaica to improve hospital care there. This week's business news. Montego Bay Bypass to encourage economic development. The chair of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, Godfrey Dyer, stated that the construction of the Montego Bay Bypass will work to create a new frontier of economic development for the city and the area of Western Jamaica. The project will provide additional opportunities for tourism growth as well as economic growth in other business sectors. The bypass construction is projected to begin in 2019 with an allocation of $500 million, which will create a safer, reliable alternative route for motorists. This week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaica plans to celebrate life and work of Miss Lou over 100 days. With the centenary of Louise Bennett Coverley, better known as Miss Lou, pending, Jamaica plans 100 days of celebration to mark the life and work of the iconic island folklorist, poet, and educator. The activities are being organized by numerous agencies, including the National Library of Jamaica, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, and Bureau of Gender Affairs. Announcement of the celebration plans was made by Olivia Grange, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport. She said that on September 7, 2019, the centenary will begin with celebrations of Miss Lou and her advocacy for the Jamaican language and culture throughout her lifetime. Now for this week's sports news. Sprint hurdles record broken by Brittany Anderson. Jamaica's Brittany Anderson has broken the sprint hurdles record at a European Athletics permit meet in Motane, Finland. A world under 20 silver medalist, Anderson ran the fastest time in history achieved by a junior athlete by winning the 100-meter hurdles with a personal best of 12.71 seconds. The previous record in the event was set by Dior Hall of the United States in 2015 at the NCAA Championships in Eugene, Oregon. The previous record was 12.74 seconds. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.